As we were on air on Friday evening, the story was breaking of a former defence officer woman who transpired as Lisa Smith, had worked in the government jet and so on, became radicalised with ISIS, travelled to Syria a number of years ago, and now maybe wants to come home. Well, we wanted to know what was the local perspective in her native Dundalk in this regard, and therefore we've dispatched Henry McKean to Dundalk, and he has met friends and family and members of the Muslim community locally. Henry, what do we know about the reaction locally?
Ivan, yeah, very busy here in Dundalk at the moment. People were reluctant to talk, especially friends. The family have already appealed for privacy. Lisa Smith, as you said, she transferred to the Air Corps where she worked for a time as an attendant, and she worked with President Mary McAleese, the former president, also the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern. Bertie said she was a lovely person. And I also got to speak to local Fianna Fáil Minister Dermot Ahern from this area, and he does remember her. He said he didn't want to comment any further. He did tell a newspaper he recognised her and her Dundalk accent when she was on the plane. I met these friends and others who gave their honest view on whether Lisa Smith should be welcome home. Many friends just wouldn't speak to me on tape. They wouldn't give me the time of day, very reluctant, but I did meet this friend.
Well, she's an Irish girl, she should be allowed home.
You know her, you know the family?
I'd be familiar with the family, yeah.
Good people?
Absolutely, yeah. Salt of the earth people, really good Dundalk people.
And they must have been proud of their daughter when she was in the Defence Forces, and then it kind of went wrong.
Why wouldn't they be proud of their daughter? She's a very successful girl when she was here in Ireland. As far as I'm concerned, she's an Irish citizen and she's entitled to
come home.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's only one of her, but maybe there's 1,000 more. What do we do with them all?
So would you invite her back to Dundalk?
Well, I think I'd invite her back. I mean, obviously she's just one woman and whatever she did, but she was heavily trained, she was in the army.
Leave her there.
But she's a local girl.
I know, but she was her choice to go there in the first place.
What about her friends and neighbours?
Where were they when she was going in the first place? And I think this was an overnight thing that she just decided, wasn't it? One day she's coming out like normal, like me, and your next day she's coming out these black clothes and her face covered. Everybody got a shock. She thought there was nothing here for her and that was the life she wanted. She chose that life. Now she changed her mind.
Should we welcome her home?
Well, I wouldn't say no to that if she wants to come home. But you'd be afraid. I'd be afraid of her.
I think she'll let her home. She's probably brainwashed. As the saying goes, you make your bed, you lie in it, and you go off somewhere else, you marry into something else. And
should Lisa Smith come home, and would she be welcome here in Dundalk?
There's a yeah and a nay there, I don't know. Well, the humanity side then as well, you know what I mean? She has a child there as well, and, you know, here's where she was brought up, and I'm sure she was brought up with beliefs of being a human after all, you know, and not destruction and misery and, you know, I don't know, I don't understand it, so.
Mixed views there, Henry. We obviously need more information on exactly what she was involved with in Syria. The local newspapers, have they been covering the story?
Absolutely. This is not just a national, but it's an international story, but it's also a local one too. I met the managing editor of the Dundalk Democrat, David Lynch, and they are going big on this local international story in tomorrow's edition.
From the local point of view, I know when the news started breaking on Friday evening that there was an incredible sense of shock that something like this, such a huge international story, involved the Dundalk woman, Lisa Smith. People are kind of trying to figure out how this happened, how she became involved, how she was in Syria. And really, people are just kind of stunned that it has come to such a, you know, small town Dundalk. People would have known Lisa Smith. They're a member of the Defence Forces, quite high profile in terms of being commandeered to the Taoiseach's office at one stage. You know, she was one of her own. And then she's made a decision where she's moved over to Syria. Again, at this stage, we're not entirely sure of the full background of the associations with ISIL, but it's certainly out of the blue.
You've spoken to the local Muslim community. What are they saying?
Definitely, there's no sense of any association with Lisa Smith. The local imam, when we were speaking to them today for the paper, he had no association or no kind of background or relationship with Lisa Smith, so from his point of view, he was kind of putting the word out there that we want people, or he certainly wants people, to contact the Gardaí if they have any information relating to this and get the message out there that the local Muslim community will help in any way they can. We have that interview with the local imam, and we're also doing, at present, we're also doing some background research on Lisa Smith to try and get to the bottom of the story.
And her local school, her friends, what are they saying?
Well, like anything else, you know, I've been trying to contact several of them. Some of them, well, actually, quite a few of them are reticent to speak, certainly on the record.
So her close friends haven't spoken to her in some time?
Yeah, there's a sense that she was quite distant from them. I know we've been trying to contact several of them in the past number of hours, and like that, they wouldn't have much up-to-date information on her. She seemed to have, you know, gone off the radar quite some time ago.
That's the editor of the Dundalk Democrat there, David Lynch. He referred to the local Dundalk Muslim community. What do you know about them?
Well, it's quite a big community, around 1,000 Muslims in the Dundalk area, but that would also be catchment areas too. And they're quite a close-knit, friendly community. They told me, the ones that I met, that they didn't know her, and they want people, if they know anything about this lady, if they know anything about Lisa Smith, to contact the Gardaí.
Yeah, it was a surprising event which has taken the Muslim community by surprise. We don't know her. We've tried to inform people if they have any information to help the guards. The situation is not good news to hear. Somebody caught up in the war-torn area.
I've been willing to say this in public. If you go for ISIS, you go for ISIS. Don't come back anymore. Even the one that goes to England, that went back, let her learn.
But she lost her child, the one in England.
We don't have to give a damn about that. You don't give a damn. Because if you've given people privilege, they keep doing it. That is what is wrong with the European people. You say freedom of speech. It's killing people all around. And I will not let my kid do that. The father who give birth to her got the citizenship, and he swear that I'm gonna be honest and I'm gonna be faithful to your country, which is the citizenship they gave you. Now your daughter now went to go and join ISIS. That's a cup of tea. Leave her there. Let people learn from their lesson. Even the Irish one you are talking about, leave her there. I don't give a damn about her, he or she may be.
But she's white, she's Irish, she's Muslim. Would you show some compassion?
Yeah, I will show compassion for the far back of what you say, that it's a pure Irish. You understand me? It's not a foreigner that comes to the country and obtain the Irish citizenship. Pure Irish, he was born here, the family is an Irish, deep down, they can bring her home. Because that means she was brainwashed by some stupid people. But if it's a foreigner that does that, leave her there, let her die there.
Right. Well, I can see some merit in the local Muslim attitude, because their reputation has been tarnished that they're akin to ISIS, when in fact they're the strongest detractors from ISIS. And I think, you know, Leo Varadkar and others are being a little bit naive about this, because, you know, if there was a terrorist incident in this country, Henry, people would have a completely different attitude.
Ivan.
The locals, what's their view on it? I mean, like, they probably regard this as one of their own, and they want to sort of hush-hush about it.
Well, this is different because she is a homegrown Irish white girl. So this is completely different in a way. And she's Muslim. So all of us need to look at ourselves, not just the Muslim community, but the Protestant, the Catholic, the no religion community too. All of us need to chat about this, have an open conversation. And yeah, Dundalk locals like you, Ivan, they are very mixed on it. They haven't made up their mind on what we should do. Should we invite her home? Should we invite her home and investigate her? Should we detain her? Should we allow her back in? Here are those mixed opinions.
She should be allowed to come home. It's there to join us like any organisation.
So you would say welcome her home, and obviously she would have friends and neighbours amongst us here.
Yeah.
The family have appeal for privacy, but you're saying come home.
Yeah, let her home. She was born and reared here, so.
My opinion anyway, that she should not be put back.
Shouldn't be?
No, she should not be put back.
But is she not our responsibility, being Irish?
Not at all. She had her own responsibilities, you know. She chose to go over. No one asked her, she chose to go over, and that was it.
So you're in the camp of let's wash our hands with her?
Absolutely. Of course, that's my opinion anyway.
Even though that she's a local Dundalk girl, you're a local Dundalk man.
Yeah, but I understand that. But look, you know, we just don't know. She was from Dundalk, and here then she was over there in Syria, you know, becoming an IS bride.
Well, I think if you welcome her home, an awful lot of people went out there not knowing what they were getting into. Too young to understand the full, you know, the consequences, if you like, you know. So I think she should be given a chance.
I don't think she should be brought back if that's what she's doing. No. Yeah.
Are you saying that we should strip her of her citizenship?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that's a big question. I don't know.
Because if she's carrying an Irish passport, she could just fly into any airport.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. I didn't think of that. Well, maybe then, yeah. Maybe is that what you do? I don't know. It's a good.
So it's a tough one.
It's a tough decision. I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, like, it depends on the details on a case-by-case basis, Henry. If it was a case that she was a sort of bride, she fell in love with the wrong person, and that she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But as a former member of the military, if she was actually involved in bombing or murder or military activity, that's entirely another matter. And I don't think we should be giving her blanket immunity simply because she's Irish. I mean, if she's committed crimes and the US authorities and the Kurds don't want to keep them, I mean, that doesn't mean justice can be dispensed with, surely.
Well, it's a very difficult one, but you're right. We don't know a lot of the details. They will come clear over the next few days. And we've heard the Taoiseach talking about compassion. It's a complicated one. And I know we even heard local Dundalk people, some of them even know the family, said to me openly in the street, we don't want her back. We're fearful of her. You're right. She's had training. She has been in the Defence Forces. She knows how to use weapons. It's a difficult one. But perhaps as a nation, what we should do is bring her back and question her and see where we go.
Well, also, does she resile from ISIS beliefs would be vital before I'd be encouraging her back here. Or if she renounces it, that's one thing. But if she's unrepentant and not for change, then, well, that's another matter. All right. Henry McKean reporting live by Skype from Dundalk, getting local views. Do let me know what you think of whether there should be a welcome on the mat for Lisa Smith or whether we should sup with a long fork on this, as many other governments are doing. Now, some of your texts: she made her choice. She is not entitled. In my opinion, if someone joins ISIS, then that's it. They're never allowed in Ireland again, and they lose their Irish citizenship. We need to wake up and realise what's going on in the real world, says Sean Maher in Wexford. Keep the texts coming.